My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, this is a little more like it for the Guardians against the horrific, maybe all-time bad, Chicago White Sox. 5-0, they blank the White Sox, and they only gave up. Guardians pitchers, 5 hits on the day. Lively, unfortunately, had to leave the game after a comebacker took him out, and then the bullpen stepped up. In fact, they had 6 pitchers combine to go the rest of the way without allowing an earned run. That's a little more like it, Kenny, against a White Sox team that has unfortunately given the Guardians some issues so far this year.
It was a good outing. I'm glad they were able to get the win. I was glad they were able to beat a very bad team that they've had struggles with.
Ben Lively, after the game, on how he's doing and what happened.
It hit me and like my leg just gave out, and I was, next thing I know, I was on the ground. And I mean, yeah, I didn't really feel much after the first impact, and luckily it's just right there on that meat.
Have you ever been hit there before or like that before?
I've been hit everywhere. Just one of those things would be a quick fix and get back after it.
So you feel like you'll be able to take your next turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's the important thing here. You don't need, especially down the stretch. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Owen's on magic number watch.
Of course.
Which we've obviously been monitoring very, very closely as we get closer to the end of the regular season. But, you know, you could see it. Yesterday, we were at 15. I was assured we were at 15, Owen.
We were yesterday at 15. Today, though, it's down to 14.
Yeah, everybody else won. Everybody else won.
That's okay. We're a step closer.
And that's all that matters. This is manager Stephen Vogt on the bullpen, stepping up in a big way once Lively went down.
7 shutout innings. You know, you get the ambush call. Thankfully, Ben's going to be fine. He's sore, but those guys stepped up in a huge way. They were all efficient, did their job, and then some. And it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, very nice to see. Also nice to see Kyle Manzardo was 2-for-4. And we talked about Lane Thomas. A little tongue-in-cheek. He's been horrific. Obviously, was horrific. But he seems to have maybe found a bit of a groove. I know it's small sample size and all that, but he is somebody you're going to be watching very closely because they're going to need all hands on deck. And it was nice. It was nice to see some guys. I know it's the White Sox, but how many times have we been sitting here after a White Sox game going, how can we not beat this team? Are we going to end up losing the division based on the White Sox games?
Well, no.
Hopefully that's not the case.
Hopefully not. Matt Boyd is going today. I think we got 16 games left, right? 16, 17 games left. Matt Boyd's going today. He's going to have to go a long way because they had to use a lot of their bullpen last night. He's going up against a decent pitcher. It's just, you know, he's obviously never had run support with a historically bad White Sox team. So
games.
We're probably going to need 5-6 innings out of Matthew Boyd today.
You only have, after today's game, you have 5 series left, and one of them is just the 2 games against Cincinnati, the odd.
We've got to finish up the Ohio Cup.
You got to finish it up. And so much so that they backloaded it here at the end of the year. It's the second to last series. And then you end with Houston. the final three games of the year against Houston. It'd be nice if those games didn't matter, but I have a feeling they are going to matter in some way, shape, or form.
It always matters against Houston.
So Tampa Bay, Minnesota, St. Louis, Cincy, and Houston to round out the schedule. Meanwhile, a bit of Browns news. First of all, a little housekeeping. We haven't heard the name Mike Hall in a little bit. A protection order was lifted in his case after he'd been accused of domestic violence. It had since come out that he had had multiple run-ins. He and his partner had had multiple run-ins when it came to domestic violence. So still, he is on the exempt list. I saw some people wondering yesterday if, because that protection order was removed, if he might come off. And I haven't seen anything yet from the NFL or the Browns.
Well, they also just put Sam Kamara on the active roster too.
Yes.
So that's it concerns me about, well, what Mike Hall's status is going to be for the future. How long is this going to be indefinite? What decision's going to be made? I don't know. It just feels very crass to, well, he needs to be off the exempt list because they have history together. I don't like that they have history together.
Yeah. Well, especially because, you know, it's his fiance and yeah. It's the mother of his child.
Yeah. I don't like that.
So just overall, you just want everybody to be safe. Mm-hmm. And we'd love everybody to just get along and be able to proceed normally. Unfortunately, it seems like there's been anything but normal.
Maybe taking football away will open some eyes at least, too.
I think that was part
domestic,
of the... Yeah,
you know,
that was
part... How you act in your domestic situation.
That was part of the original conversation that was why I was so surprised that he was back with the football team the very next day, when clearly the Browns had known more than we knew. And if they knew that these two had been involved,
well, especially if there's
past,
a history, yeah, that had to come up in draft, pre-draft conversation.
Was my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football, the most important thing that next day, or was it family? Now, you made a good point. Well, he should be in the building because they need to talk to him. You know, they need to get a handle on the situation. That totally made sense.
Yeah.
I will remain surprised. I know it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and we'll get to that with Deshaun Watson in his situation, because the counter arguments have started and have been in full force over the last 24 hours. People looking into his case, and we'll hear from Mike Florio in a second. But in this situation, I just thought, I don't know if Hall needed to be on the football field the very next day. That's all. For practice.
I thought it was a little bit of bizarre to have him out on the field the next day at practice. It was kind of, from a football standpoint, it was a little rough because you got a sight of what you're about to miss, because he was very, very good in those joint practices against the Vikings. But I mean, honestly, from an outsider's perspective, and I barely know the guy whatsoever at all from handshakes and a couple of interviews, it just seems that these two are not really good with each other, and maybe they're better separate and co-parenting than they would be together. Because this is you know, the history of it, and seeing that there's been several run-ins here before, this is just not very good whatsoever.
You
got to think about each other's futures.
I thought, because yesterday we were talking off the air about this case and that he was back in court, and I said, oh, maybe there's a chance this is over after today. Maybe this gets dropped because she recanted. But they have not dropped it yet. So a little curious.
The NFL has not dropped it yet?
Well, no, just – Avon, what this happened in, yes. Avon, correct?
He was supposed to be in court yesterday. That got pushed to the 19th.
Yeah. I thought maybe there was a chance that we'd be done with it. And then I think the NFL probably would have stepped, you know, moved a step forward in this and maybe resolved the matter and he'd be back with the team. But obviously more important things await Michael Hall. Finally, I know we're going to get into some of the, Mike Florio was on the station yesterday with Baskin and Phelps. We are looking for kind of the latest with the NFL situation. He is not going to be Deshaun Watson on the exempt list. But here's what Florio had to say yesterday with Baskin and Phelps.
Most of the other cases, it got into a notion of offensive behavior. It wasn't really a sexual assault per se. People were made to feel uncomfortable by the alleged circumstances, and if the allegations are true, justifiably so. But it wasn't something that would fall directly and squarely into classic sexual assault. This one does, if the allegations are true. And again, these are just allegations, but it is a lawsuit that's been filed.
So that's kind of where we're at right now. People are wondering if this case was just already part of something the NFL had. So far, as what we know now, the NFL hasn't really come out and said that. I mean, they are reviewing the matter. They are not putting him on the exempt list. I don't know. Do you feel any better?
No.
Any worse? The same?
Well, they got Lisa Friel on it again.
Yes.
Courtesy of Mary Kay Cabot, where, I mean, she was the one that was looking at the first one where he was suspended for 11 games. So if they're looking at it, you know, when you have an investigation going on, like, what's that mean? Does that mean that are they figuring out whether or not he disclosed this in writing to the NFL and to the Cleveland Browns? Is that it? I mean, is that, because it's not a criminal matter. It is a lawsuit. Well, I mean, people sue each other all the time. What's obviously, he's very high profile. Obviously, this is a pattern of what the previous lawsuits he's had out against him fit. The details of it are, the details of the allegations are graphic, but they are that. They are allegations. I think that this has got to be something that is taken, obviously, very seriously by the NFL. And the NFL's got to figure out, okay, what's the next best course of action? Because, you know, Mike Florio did say this, is would they give the Browns, if they were to suspend him, this would be under personal conduct. All right, well, if they were to do that, then that would give the Browns more than likely, under the paragraph 42, this would give the Browns very likely an out in that contract. Now, I think you would take a hit next year in dead cap money, but you would be separating yourself and not have to pay him the $92 million that he would still be owed over that course of time. The reason that it's brought up is that he said the NFL would not want the Browns, or the NFL would not want to do the Browns any favors. My counter to that is, while that is very true, because they might be very upset with the Browns over this guaranteed contract, the NFL's best in whatever protects the shield, and they will act in whatever protects the shield and gets rid of the problem as quickly as they possibly can. So he's having his day in civil court at some point. I'm not sure when. There is that days that go by in the NFL. I wish I could say something would happen swiftly. I don't know. I don't know. Again, it's not a criminal complaint. So as of right now, I would imagine he is definitely in line to start for the Browns on Sunday against Jacksonville.
Yeah. It's an interesting week for Deshaun. I cannot imagine trying to get ready for this game this week with all this surrounding after that initial performance. And then this being in the news again, that's it for about last night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.